So, Michaela.
Yep.
Would you prefer to know if there's life after death, or do you want it to be a surprise?
I'd prefer to know. Well, I think there is, so...
But you want the certainty?
Yeah.
Cool. I like surprises.
Yeah, so you don't want to know?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, I can tell you there is. So. Sorry, spoiled it.
You've ruined it for me. Spoiler alert.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to the Tradies Business Show. You're listening to Wazza and
Michaela,
who has decided to join me again today because you just didn't have anything better to do, really, did you?
And I promise not to spoil any movies or anything like that.
No, no. Remind me never to ask you, oh, so how was this movie? Because you'll be like, oh, it was really good. He dies at the end.
Yep.
Like, no, don't tell me that. So, yes, you are listening to the Tradies Business Show. And today you have... Well, we've got a really, really great episode because we don't have any guests.
Yes.
Which is not to say that our guests have been rubbish.
No, or that, is, you know, we forgot to organise any on our podcasting
any
day.
Quick enough.
We planned.
That's right.
To have a few episodes of you and me.
That's right.
You know, that's where the magic happens, really, for the show.
Well, this is how it all started, isn't it, Michaela? It is. So you've got the originals, wasn't Michaela? But in all seriousness, listeners, we do have a few things that have popped up in the last week or so that we wanted to talk to you about and share with you. And we think they're pretty important things that we can't talk about enough. We can't stress them enough. So, so today's episode, we're actually going to talk about abusive relationships. And, there's been a lot of stuff in social media of late about this whole topic, but we're not talking about that sort of abusive relationship, and we're not talking about self-abuse either, although we are, but not in that way. Anyway, moving on. So I read a little story recently, which probably highlights this. And basically, this woman started work at a new workplace. It was a pretty big company, and she started smiling with another woman. You know, they had a bit of a connection, and they didn't talk to each other or anything. Just saw each other around the business. And anyway, the first woman noticed that this one particular lady just started to seem more sad and withdrawn as the weeks went on. So even though she didn't know it, she went up to her and actually said to her, "Hey, excuse me, sorry. I know we don't talk or anything, but just noticed you've been quite withdrawn and you seem really sad lately. And I just wanted to say, are you okay? You know, is everything all right?" And the other woman said, "Well, actually, no, it's not. I'm in an abusive relationship." And the first woman said, "Oh, well, you know, get out of there. Don't put up with that stuff. You know, as you would. It's like, don't settle for that sort of stuff. You know, you can't stay in that." And the second woman was like, "Well, no, no, you don't understand." And the first woman was like, "No, no, no, you cannot persist with that. You have to get out of that relationship. It's no good for you." And the second woman said, "Well, the problem is I live by myself and I have nobody else in my life." And so the abusive relationship she was in was with herself.
Mm.
And for me, just reading that story really brought home the fact that, yes, we have all these external factors to us and we have other people that can impact our lives. And you know, we had Are You Okay Day recently where it was all about checking in with other people. But I find we don't do that with ourselves enough.
Mm,
and
so true.
So many of us beat ourselves up, metaphorically, about stuff that we don't do the way we think we should. And it's like, it's the ultimate abusive relationship, and it can have really serious consequences on our state of mind, on our relationships with other people, on our performance in business, our health. All sorts of things stem from how we treat ourselves.
Yeah. And I know I had someone recommend to me once, to actually really think about the thoughts you have about yourself in a 24-hour period. And just become really conscious of how you talk to yourself and the language that you use and all that kind of stuff. And it was actually quite eye-opening because you don't really realise until you're very conscious of it, you know, how you treat yourself.
Oh.
And we're our own worst enemies.
Absolutely. If we wrote down all the things we said to ourselves or all the thoughts we had about ourselves and then read them back and said, "Well, this person said all this stuff about you," you wouldn't stand for it.
No, and it's like you wouldn't treat your best friend like that, so why do you treat yourself like that?
Exactly.
You know, and I think how many dreams and ambitions and things haven't happened because of we tell ourselves we can't do it, or, you know, that'll never work, or what other people will think and all that kind of stuff. Like, imagine if we just got out of our own way.
Mm-hmm. I was going to write a book called that once.
Right.
Get out of your own way.
Yep.
And I think it's such a good point, Michaela, is that we all have the potential to be great, to have great businesses, to be the best husband or wife or father or mother or brother or sister or whatever. We're all born with that potential. We're not born bad. We're not born broken. And that obviously, you know, we take on stuff from our mentors and our parents and the people around us. But as we get older, and certainly as we become aware of our independence and, you know, the fact that we're adults and we can choose things, I mean, we choose stuff every day. We choose to go to work or not. We choose to eat the foods we eat. We choose to say the things that we say to other people. Is that we have a choice to go back to being that actual true expression of ourselves, rather than what we see in the mirror, what we've built up over time. You know, it's like plaque on your teeth or something. Like, it just builds up over time and you don't notice it until you go to the dentist and you get them clean. It's like, whoa, didn't know my teeth could feel so clean.
Mm.
Actually, maybe I should go back to the dentist. But it's kind of because it happens so gradually, and it's the same with the way we treat ourselves. We've just formed this way of talking about ourselves and talking to ourselves that we just don't notice it.
Mm. And it's even as easy as, you know, when you drop something or forget something in a recipe or whatever, you're an idiot. And you're just constantly giving yourself abuse, but you don't really realise it until you become really conscious of it.
Yeah. And again, if somebody else did that, every time you dropped something and said, oh, you're such a clumsy fool, you'd punch him in the nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet that's what we do to ourselves on a daily basis with so many things, whether it's about money or whatever. So that's all well and good. That's the problem.
So how can we stop doing it?
Well, I was hoping you were going to answer that, Michaela, because I could really use some help.
Well, I'll tell you you're an idiot.
No. You do that all the time, and I settle for that.
Yeah.
But the first thing, and it's, I think I've said this in previous episodes, so I'm kind of repeating myself here, whether it's, you know, whether we were doing an episode about marketing or sales or cash flow or HR or whatever, in this case, it's self-abuse and how you treat yourself is getting to a state of awareness. Is you can't change anything if you're not aware of what you're doing.
Yep.
And I like that thing, Michaela, where you talk about writing down what you say about yourself. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that our listeners do that. I mean, it's difficult to do because we don't notice that we're doing that stuff. But the fact you've listened to this episode, and I'm sure we'll get feedback on social media, as we do when we release these sorts of episodes from people, we'll get feedback from people saying that, oh, I had no idea I was doing that. Now that you've mentioned it, it's kind of like that thing, you know, we're standing in a recording studio here, and it's very quiet, but and you won't be able to hear this, listeners, because of my amazing editing of our shows. But in the background here, there's an air conditioning unit above Michaela and I. And try this where you are right now. So, listening to the show, even if you've got earbuds in or whatever, there will be some background noise. Just press pause on the episode for a moment, and just truly have a listen to your surroundings. Now, for us in the studio here, we can hear the whir of the air conditioner fan.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't hear it unless we take our attention to it and become aware of it. And so now it's bugging the crap out of me because I've brought my attention to that and I want to go and turn the damn thing off, even though you can't hear this on the episode. So we're just going to take a pause while you press pause on your smartphone or on your laptop or wherever you're listening to this episode. Just have a listen to some of the background noises around you. So press pause now. And we're back. So basically, you should have noticed a noise or some noises that maybe you were filtering out, you were tuning out while you were listening to us before. And even before you started listening to this episode, they were there. But now that we've brought your attention to them, you can hear them. It might be a rattle in your car or a squeak in the dash or perhaps it's the road noise of the tyres, or if you're sitting at home, you know, it could be the fan on your computer, the cooling fan, or it could be, you know, a dog down the street. But we filter all this stuff out, and that's what we do with this abusive language that we use with ourselves, is we tend to filter it out, and we don't notice it. So if you just pause throughout your day, maybe once or twice, three times throughout your day, for the next few days, just pause and think about particularly the interactions you've had with other people, or when you're doing something, doing a job or a task.
It's very similar to the message that Martina Sheen had on Attention Please, which we interviewed a few episodes ago about being present in the moment. And they talk about the power of the pause.
Mm.
And something that I learned from them was, like, when you go walking, actually listen. Just listen to the birds in the trees and the wind in the leaves, and, you know, take your shoes off and walk on the grass and feel the grass in your feet. When you're in the shower, actually feel the water on your skin rather than, you know, whether you have or haven't washed your hair or not, because I always forget whether I've done it or not, or the things you have to do the next day or whatever. And I started doing that. And what happens is, over time, you become really conscious of what you're thinking. So it does have a flow-on effect. So whenever I go walking now, I really consciously listen for those sounds and become more present. And so that's what it's about, increasing your consciousness so you are aware of what you're thinking in other areas of your life.
And so once you do that and you start to hear your thoughts, hear what you're saying about yourself, how you treat yourself, then you can start to do something about it. And we have had episodes previously where we've talked about this. There's a myriad, I don't know what the right word is, but there's a buttload of resources out there in, you know, internet land on how to change some of this stuff, and we won't cover all of them today. There's some simple things like, I don't know, there's some conjecture about affirmations and all that, whether they actually work or not, but, you know, I kind of think, well, saying some positive stuff about yourself every day has got to be a better way to start your day than waking up and groaning and rolling out of bed and wishing you were dead. Like, you know, you start your day a bit differently, and things tend to pan out a little differently. So, and if you do it consistently enough, that becomes a new habit. And that's really the point of this, is abusing ourselves and berating ourselves and speaking negatively to ourselves has just become such a bloody bad habit that we do it without even thinking twice about it.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that then becomes part of the way we talk to other people and the way we treat other people.
And the actions that we take.
That's right. And whether we give 100% or whether we put ourselves out there in a sales situation or dealing with a customer issue or pitching for, you know, some business with a big account or something, because we've told ourselves that we're not good enough, we're not worthy, we're too dear, they're not interested, the economy's stuffed, you know, we've told ourselves all of those things for so long that we believe it, and therefore by not taking action around that, by not putting in our proposal, by not submitting the tender or picking up the phone and ringing that unhappy customer and turning that situation around, we let those things go, and then we get more proof that, oh, we'll see, well, I was right in the first place. Everything is shit.
And it really is as simple as, you know, we tell ourselves those negative thoughts that stop us from going for that big job or whatever. Imagine if we just make a small change in that thinking that, you know, what have I got to lose? I can get this. And if I don't, for whatever reason, it's not the end of the world. But all of a sudden, you're changing your thoughts, will change your life.
Yep. And so you've got some awareness. So you've caught yourself being unkind to yourself. And yeah, this is probably all a little bit out there for some of you listening, but I can tell you that in all the years of working with, not just with my clients, but with myself, I know from personal experience that this makes a massive difference. If you change nothing else about your life, about your business, about your marketing, your sales, your cash flow, if you just changed your mind, changed your thoughts and the way you think about stuff, and in particular, the way you talk about yourself, and you don't have to be an arrogant wanker or anything about it, or, you know, one of these pumped up rah-rah kind of ideas of what this looks like, but just be a bit kinder to yourself and a bit more supportive, as you would someone who really matters to you, then I see lots of people's results shift in line with that.
Mm. And it's just a personal story. Like, I wanted to do this podcast for years and never did it because I thought, oh, I don't have anything to offer. No one's going to be interested in what I've got to say. No one's going to listen, blah, blah, blah. And then just change the thinking where, well, I do have valuable information to offer, and if people want to listen, they will. If they don't, they don't, and that's okay.
Mm.
And so all of a sudden, that whole perception changed. And now, you know, we're coming up to 100 episodes and, you know, we get to hang out and have a bit of fun. All that wouldn't have happened.
I know.
All that wouldn't have happened without just a slight shift in my perception of the same situation.
That's right. Otherwise, it might still be one of those things on your list that, oh, wish I could do a podcast one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's such a great example. And I've got countless personal examples that no one probably wants to hear.
I'm not saying they want to hear that example. Yeah, exactly.
But I think it is a good example, Michaela. And again, we're talking business. You know, this is the Tradies Business Show. But we could call it the Tradies Personal Development Show too some days, couldn't we?
Well, you know, success starts with yourself, so...
Get out of here.
No.
Isn't it about the economy or the weather?
No. Or cash flow, or how many customers are coming in your door? No.
And here's the thing, right? When we start talking about this stuff, often I see people shut down. They fold their arms, they start looking around the room. It's like, oh, I got bigger problems than this crap. You know, I got no money in the bank. Or I'm overrun with quotes, which is, you know, sounds like a horrible problem to have, but it is a problem. And fortunately or unfortunately, got some clients who have more work than they can poke a stick at. And that's their challenge, is how do I deal with this influx of work? Yes, they're all problems and things that need to be solved, but what's most likely that you're going to solve those and find great creative solutions if you've got a really, you know, shitty mindset and you beat yourself up about everything, or if you're pumped up and think that you're awesome? Which way are you most likely to solve those issues in your business? So it's kind of like, well, cart before the horse stuff, which one do I put first? And for me, in all of my business teachings, the first thing I talk about is mindset.
Mm.
Then we talk about money and marketing and all those things.
Yeah, and nothing will change unless your mindset changes.
That's right. So there you go. So get some awareness. Maybe write it down if you want to. One that's really confronting is stick your phone in your pocket and record an hour or two of your day, particularly where you're interacting with other people, and just see or listen to some of the language that you're using.
Mm.
Is it positive and supportive, particularly where you talk about yourself? You know, can you pick up some negative language patterns in yourself? And I know I was listening to you on the phone a little earlier today, Michaela, talking to somebody, and you got off the phone, Michaela hung the phone up, listeners, looked over at me and said, I was a bit blunt and negative in that, wasn't I? I was like, yeah, I was sitting there thinking, whoa.
As I'm talking, I'm thinking, actually, I'm not doing a really good job right now of resolving this issue. And so you do become really self-aware, even when you're doing it. Then the more annoying thing is that you start hearing it in other people.
Yeah.
So you start picking it up on other people, and then all of a sudden you're telling them and you sound like some self-help guru. Hey, that was a bit of negative language there.
So you've got to be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Why do I always do those in like some weird American radio announcer?
I don't know. Maybe that's what you were.
Maybe that's what I want to be.
Are you trying to tell me you're going to dump me for some hot American podcast chick?
I don't know. I might move to LA and have a massive, you know, radio show. Anyway.
Because they'll know what tradies are over there.
Well, it means something else in the US. G'day to our US listeners, and thank you for supporting us. So, get some awareness around that. Write it down, record it, whatever you have to do. The key thing is start changing that. So just start. And it's okay to catch yourself, but don't beat yourself up about beating yourself up, because that's a bit of a downward spiral.
Yep.
Right? Just catch yourself and how could I reframe that? How could I make that comment or that observation about myself and the fact that I lost another quote? I know that I stuffed that up because I blah, blah, blah. Just catch yourself doing that and go, okay, well, how could I reframe that? And there was a great little tool, I suppose, or technique that one of my mentors shared with me a few years ago, was in each of those sorts of situations, there's either a lesson or a gift or both. And so it's often helpful to say, okay, well, what was the lesson in that for me? And really focus on what can I learn from that. So I stuffed that quote up. I didn't say this, or I was too pushy, or I forgot to ask about blah, blah, blah. What's the lesson in that? Okay, well, I guess the lesson is I need to slow down, or perhaps I could prepare a bit better next time, or, you know, I need to work on my confidence, or whatever it might be. Sometimes there's a gift, and that's pretty big. You know, the gift might be that someone's, you know, I don't know, knocked you back for the 700th time this week, and the gift is that it forced you to change your pricing structure or come up with a different product offering or whatever that, you know, could transform your business. They happen less frequently, but the lessons are there for us.
Yep.
If we just do what you were saying, McCann, and just pause and go, okay, well, what could I learn from this? And how could I turn this into a positive thing rather than beating myself up and telling myself that I'm shit and, you know, repeating the same thing again next time?
Yep.
So hopefully that's been useful, listeners. And if you're sitting there beating yourself up for listening to the Tradies Business Show...
Don't, because it wasn't a complete waste of time.
Stop it, because this is awesome. We think so.
And so if you do this, then you won't need to listen to any more episodes because you've got your shit together.
All sorted. But if it doesn't kind of happen that way for you, then there's a way you can get some more support. And if you'd like to access more of Michaela and I, God love you. But if you'd like to access some more of us and some of our listeners directly, if you'd like to start talking to some of our other listeners and you're sitting and think, gee, I wonder who else is listening. I wonder what they're doing. Go and check out tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. So that's our membership site. Basically, there's a whole bunch of listeners to this podcast hanging out in a private Facebook group, talking about their businesses, supporting each other. Michaela and I are checking in there every day, giving advice and input and feedback.
And, you know, we even had someone on the weekend posting pictures of their bucket list and things they achieved. Yep, so there's some really cool stuff going on in there.
And we've also got some of our past guests and experts that have been on the show have graciously signed up in there. And they're actually, and I was watching this massive thread from Kim O'Gorman that we had on the show recently talking about Instagram. She's been giving like high level coaching to people about setting up their Instagram, Facebook feeds and all sorts of stuff. So, Tradies Business Toolkit.
Oh, we're not paying Kim. Just make sure she doesn't get any ideas. She's not getting any.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Kim, thank you for doing that for free. But that's the nature of our community of experts, is they are as passionate about helping our tradie listeners as Michaela and I are. So if you want to join our members area, the Tradies Business Toolkit, go to tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. It will cost you for the first 30 days the princely sum of, now it's about $1.40, $1.50 Australian because it's in US dollars. So it's $1 US because we do have a global audience.
And I have noticed that I'm now checking the exchange rate every night on the end of the news to go, oh, geez, I'm going to get more complaints about the US $1. Oh, can the dollar just go up, please?
So, look, it's to do with the vagaries of PayPal and having an international audience. So, but seriously, it's not $2. It's somewhere between $1 and $2 for 30 days. Are you kidding me? Come on now. So for a whole month, you can get in there, you can access everything, we'll sign you up in the Facebook group, you can start talking to people, downloading the templates, watching some of the video training that Michaela and I are working on exclusively for our members. And after that, it's just $10 US, so between $10 and $20 Australian. No, it's not, it's $27. That was the old pricing if you signed up about 6 months ago.
Cut our margins.
There you go. Oh, you're so stupid, Warwick. What'd you do that for? I'll stop beating myself up now. It's $27
US
a month, right? So it works out at a dollar a day, roughly.
Yep.
If you can't add more than a dollar a day in value to your business from implementing everything that's getting talked about in there and the tools that we're sharing with you, then don't beat yourself up, but just, I don't know, leave the toolkit.
Simple.
Cancel your membership. It's that easy. So go check it out, tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. Michaela's giving me the wind-up because I'm rambling. I've had two cups of coffee already today. Thanks for joining us, listeners.
No worries.
Until next time, be kind to yourself.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.